I know you talked a little bit about Edmonton yesterday. Blake mentioned that a coaching change sometimes puts players on notice. Did you notice that when you came in here?
Well, it's an audition for sure, right? If you get a brand new coach in, there's opportunities. The guys that have been playing well want to maintain their status on the team and show the new guy that it's no fluke. And then there's a whole bunch of guys in a room that would have felt maybe they were underappreciated, underutilized, that they could do more, or at the very least they get a fresh start here. And usually the new guy doesn't have a problem getting all the eyes on the board and following the directions early.
What kind of boost has Koskinen given their group? I know Talbot was really good a couple
Pick
years
a goaltender
back.
That comes in and makes the right saves at the right time, right? And for a defenseman alone, you're back tapping him in the pad saying thanks, good job, instead of going back to the bench and hearing about it. So it doesn't get appreciated as much as a goal because we stop the play and we high-five everybody, but that save that keeps one out, maybe especially if you're trying to claw your way back into the game or into the playoffs, more important.
Dustin just exercised his option this morning?
No, it was not an option. I made him stay off, yeah.
Okay. And anything new with Kopp?
Skated again today. Looks good.
You've talked about Connor Hellebuyck and how he was really felt a part of a couple of that, certainly that one win in the New York trip, but have you seen something different? And it's hard for us to tell because his demeanor with us is always the same, but have you even the guys in the room say he looks and feels like the guy that
right.
that almost won a Vezina, he signs a big contract and is really playing with a lot of confidence right now.
So the it's a really long answer, or shall I give you the shorter one? I don't think that we can describe it as lay people, and that includes a head coach, because you're not a goalie guy and you've never played goal. So the answer is yes, a little bit different. So his positioning was good. Like, if we're going back a year or two, it's night and day, right? He looks right in the net. He felt right in the net, but he's just off on that 5%. It's just not happening for him. He's not closing all the ones that he thinks should save, and he has a very high expectation of what he can stop, like all of them all the time. And then it's maybe it's just 2 inches out further. You know, whatever it is, that slight adjustment in his game that he and Wade Flaherty work on all the time. Connor felt really good in the net. He just wasn't getting a whole lot of results, and maybe you get a little tentative, maybe you start overthinking, but he looks like he's just playing the game now, completely relaxed in the net. So the only thing I would say, he looks slightly more aggressive in his original stance, and sometimes that's just the difference between feeling really confident about yourself and not.
And is this going back to when you first arrived in the last 4 or 5 years, is this as well as you're seeing Brian Little play again? I mean, is he looking healthy and complete?
Yeah.
And because he seems to be a real driver on that line again.
Well, I'm glad you notice it. Brian is one of those players that the coaches loves, that is sometimes underappreciated for all the hard things he does shift after shift. His consistently level is so high. But I would agree that, and it's not just recently, he's built through this. He looks quite a bit faster on the ice. I mean, he's always worked hard. Some of that, I believe, and this may well be just a big chunk of it, Kyle is a very readable player. And since they've got together, there's almost one less read or one side of the ice that he has to read less. He's allowed to almost move faster. Nicky and Patty can be, and Brian can be, a brilliant line, but it's a harder read. Less so, I would suggest, now because of the way Nick Ehlers is playing, because his game is becoming far more defined since he's gone with Mark and Blake. So we think both those very young left wingers have made real strides in their 5-on-5 game, which makes playing center ice with them a whole lot easier.
You might have just answered it, or Paul, but why is Kyle fitting well on that line? Is it because of, does it have more to
well,
do with?
Well, that's a real big piece of it. Kyle was a unique young player. There was a couple of specific things about his game, being on the puck, things that all young players have to learn. But other than that, you know, maybe he and Josh Morrissey would have seen less video than any other young player. There just wasn't any positioning mistakes or our systems or the league to show him. He picked up on that very, very quickly. So not only is he easy for Brian to read, he's also making the right decisions for Brian to read off of. He's very easy to play with is the simplest answer to that. And then he's really fast and he's got really good hands.
Okay.